7201.
Back in the saddle again. Oh, and we have things to talk about here on America Tonight. Kay Delaney is always thrilled to be the skipper of this little old ship. If you don't like what you hear in this segment, trust me, there's so much more to come. And boy, we have other cages to rattle. But right now, it's healthcare, baby. It's all about the reaction to healthcare, and what does it all mean? First of all, the big news is that President Obama is getting set to sign the bill expanding healthcare access, okay? So that's supposed to happen on Tuesday. It's a $940 billion plan. I know we've talked about this price tag. So does everybody have that emblazoned in their head? Of course, these are guesstimates. It is not a for sure thing. As we move along year by year by year, that number could change. And then so many people are worried about the taxes. And actually, what does it mean to all of us? Whether you got lots of do-re-mi, just a little bit of do-re-mi, you have health care coverage and you're worried that your premium's going to change, or you are on Medicare, Medicaid, and you're concerned ultimately, well, there's the difference, Medicare, Medicaid. You're concerned about what will happen there. We're going to talk about all of the, but let's start with the moment. The votes. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, couldn't have been more thrilled that she was able to deliver the 216. And actually, here's what some of the moments sounded like.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The motion to concur in the Senate amendment is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
All right, so what was interesting, some of the other moments that happened there, you heard that, just that's quite simply how it went down late yesterday, as many of you know. So we had one on the floor yelling, it's a baby killer. And you have a lot of people that aren't happy with this. The Texas congressman was Randy Neubauer, who said, just screamed that out, baby killer, during the debate late into Sunday night. Then he issued a statement apologizing for the outburst. Now, for me, I got tangled up in a mess on the East Coast, actually coming back to snow in Texas. So I happened to catch a re-rack of that when very late I went to the baggage claim area. Of course, I had tape rolling on it, so I was able to go back and look at the whole thing. And earlier in the day when I was on the ground, I was able to watch what was going on. And I got a couple of different tweets from folks that were on the Hill saying this is for sure going to happen. It's not just this rumor that started on Friday. So the reaction now is certainly mixed in some quarters, and I'm wondering how you're feeling, America, because this affects each and every one of us. So let me pop out the digits right from the get-go, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and let's talk a little bit about what's happened here in the wake of these last, I guess this last 24 hours, I'll call it the last 24 hours, it's been kind of a crazy weekend leading into this. But there are definitely hurdles ahead, and already at least 10 to 11 states have decided they're going to sue over the health bill. They don't like, you know, what's being proposed out of all those mountains of pages that we went over time and time again. So it's official that there are these states that are going to line up to file the federal lawsuit challenging, what do you think is going to be the challenge, the constitutionality of this new health care reform bill. The guy that was picked to announce it was Florida's attorney general. Virginia is also is part of this suit as well. And the governor in Florida, Charlie Crist, said that the lawsuit would be filed once Obama signs, which, because they'd have to wait, it's not official yet, once Obama signs the bill into law. And other states included, not surprisingly, Texas and Alabama, Nebraska, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, and Washington. So all of the attorney generals in the states that I just mentioned for sure are part of this. And they say it's about the law, and that's what the lawsuit's about, not politics. Clearly, they are going to stick to challenging the constitutionality of this whole thing because of looking at portions of the bill that would force some states to spend money they don't have. So if you strictly looked at that definition, you could call it a violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, you know, will this eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court? I'd say with the states doing this and with more jumping on board, absolutely, that's probably where this whole thing ends up. Now, the reaction to many of you, whether you're doctors, lay people, I'd say lay people because you're not in the medical industry, or you're in the insurance industry, boy, it's been interesting. And let's not forget, if I were in the insurance industry, I wouldn't be worried at all. Because it's some crazy amount of money. What is it, like $330 billion or something that ultimately will go back into the insurance company's hands. So the insurance companies weren't going to lose any way you cut this. It kept going back to, oh, this is about insurance, and then the people insuring us are screwing us. But in this bill, that's the one group of people, honestly, they don't have to worry. And see, so many people called this show, and we talked to so many experts, and I told you what my take was right from the very beginning of this, was to create the competition. If you erase the state lines and people could shop, that would make a difference already. But that's not what this is all about. How do these co-op works? How does that work, the people who are thrown into co-ops? What does it mean for the employers? How soon do things kick in? I know one night we went over that. Ultimately, this whole bill, the way it sits now, which you can guarantee will be changed, wouldn't kickstart, really. It would kickstart along the way, but really wouldn't be fulfilled until at least 2017. So that's how long we're looking for this to take effect. So that's certainly a couple of years to play with. What ultimately this historic bill, as it heads to the president's desk, what does it mean to the futures of those who are up for grabs their seats in the midterm elections? I've got to think in some states anyway, there are people that will absolutely lose their jobs. Now, the health care reform also does face the Senate challenge, so it's not golden, but that's a layup. The whole Senate thing is a layup. There's no question. It will end up, for sure, in the hands of the president late Tuesday. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Care and where we're headed. In the meantime, Acorn going in a different direction after the scandals. What does that mean? Well, I'll explain. Also, remember the Michael Jackson doctor? Ooh, looks like he delayed calling paramedics. That's a no-no. So he may have to take a little ride in the dungeon. Normally, I don't reveal the name ahead of time, but in this case, I'm thinking I'm just going to give you that heads up. All right, let's move along. 800-259-5791, or you can email me, of course, americatonight.net. Healthcare, are you concerned about what it means to you? George in Indiana, hello, you take the first whack at this.
Oh, wow, thanks. You know, 2,700 pages.
I know.
There's a provision for the IRS to take power over wages for health care. So
that's
that
right.
You're going to take the health care price right out of your paycheck.
And I have a real, you know what, I have a real problem with that because then the IRS is the big bad enforcer, which already, you know, with the problems people have with taxation. Now, if you can, as you say, you just take the wages away. Can you imagine? That's one of the big problems with this whole thing.
Well, you know, they're going to take the pension funds and invest them with the failing banks.
I know.
Why?
I know. And, you know, we're talking about If you earn anywhere between at least $22,000 and $88,000, there are what they call tax credits for health insurance premiums, right? But the fines, as you pointed out right from the get-go, it's up $750 for not buying in. And a business would face $3,000 and up.
And comparative medicine death panels, they want my 81-year-old mother to talk to them about how she wants to die.
What did you do? So what do you, yeah, I, that's bad. That's, I mean, the whole idea, even the name so aptly, you know, thrown out there, death panels. Yeah, I'm right there with you, George. I think that there's going to be a lot of problems with compliance. I really do. I think that's what's going to happen. And the IRS trying to collect these fees and all these people who don't buy health insurance. And, you know, the Senate bill doesn't have any funding for the expansion of the IRS. So where are they getting all this money to? And having these people enforcing this, there are a bunch of problems related to it, but it's through, and I think it goes through the Senate hurdle. I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem there. It's going to be on the desk because that has to do with reconciliation. That'll be on the president's desk, and then hold on to your hats, George.
Well, there are 38 states right now that say that as soon as Obama signs that.
Yeah, they're suing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how can there be a war against the states and the government? And how does that work?
Well, there could be lawsuits, and the lawsuits are challenging. They're trying to focus not on the political side of it because they'll have more success by challenging rather the constitutionality. So any of the states like Texas was already lined up. I mentioned a whole bunch of them. And Alabama, Florida, and they'll all the AGs there, they're part of that, and they'll try to take it up, which it, I'm sure, will get all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Do
and
you
then
think this can go physical?
I think it could.
Well, how does that work? How do the states go against the government physically?
Well, you mean just almost like a revolt?
Well, a civil war. I can't
like a
imagine.
Secession, like Governor Perry was suggesting with Texas. Yeah.
There's deep trouble down there.
Yeah, there's. I'll tell you what. There's. I think there are many more people that are going to protest this whole thing than the people in Washington. George, thanks for the call. Realize. And do I think there'll be like kind of this mini militias or call to arms? No, I don't think on a broad scale, no. Do I think it'll get physical in the sense of, you know, fisticuffs and problems? Yes. I think there already has been. In fact, there were people that were on the Hill yesterday. I got a text message from someone that said that was telling me that apparently, and this isn't, you know, made up stuff, that apparently there were some people that were so upset that they were spitting, you know, the protesters were spitting at the Democrats as they came out, you know, when they were trying to make their way away from the Capitol or whatever. They were so upset that they were pretty raucous before the bill was passed. And there was even a man that was the guy, one of the guys specifically who spit on a congressman was arrested and he was ultimately let go. But, and you could see if you saw any of the video of it, which I did, you could see that people were clearly very, very upset and weren't afraid of any run-ins, if you know what I mean. And there were other folks in Congress who said when they were going by protesters as their way to this vote on the Hill, that there were people that shouted at them, called them all kinds of obscene things, and they were harassing and, you know, whatever. And that's so when I say physical or something like that, I think to that level it'll happen. Taking to the streets, no. What I think will change is when the votes come down. So anybody who is up for a seat in the midterms, they can expect, especially the way they voted, they can expect to probably lose their seat. And here's what I think happened. I think Obama called them out, called the Democrats out, and the, especially the holdouts, and said, listen, you don't do this for me, you get nothing. This is it. So it was a do-or-die scenario. You're one of the holdouts. We don't have enough people. Forget about it. You're getting nothing the entire time I sit in this position. There's no wheeling and dealing going on. So ultimately, he, I believe, got rough when he was trying to persuade some of the holdouts to, you know, to jump on board, because then they'd have the 216, which ultimately they got the 216 and then some. 219 was the final yay vote. So there was enough people to watch this sail through. Now, the next step, of course, is Senate Republicans haven't said that they won't use any or all legislative tactics in order to slow or stop the reconciliation bill from passing. But having said that, you know, what has to happen is Obama signs the health care bill on Tuesday. Then the Senate begins dealing with the reconciliation package, basically. So according to Senate rules, members are allowed to offer any amendments and challenges to the reconciled bill. So they could bombard this, and that's probably what happens there. There's very little hope, I think, that this is a short amount of time. I mean, I think this is going to hang out there for a while. And the Senate is a much different situation than the House. So once the bill hits the Senate floor, there has to be, at least according to the rules of the Senate, at least 20 hours of debate. But that's just sort of like that gentle suggestion. There could be more debate than 20 hours. Republicans are allowed to offer unlimited amendments, and I think a lot of them are armed with a bunch of amendments, all that would have to be ruled on by the Senate as a whole, as the parliamentarian. So they would have to go in that direction. It could get nasty, and they could throw up a bunch of roadblocks, amendment after amendment after amendment. And I truly believe that it's going to take longer. And the Democrats in the Senate, they do have an option to overrule the decisions, the parliamentarians' decisions, but they would need the GOP votes to reach the necessary three-quarters majority required to do that, and that's probably pretty unlikely. Now, what we're stuck with here is, how does this affect George? How does this affect George and Indiana? How does this affect Kate? How does this affect Matt, who's doing the technicals? How does this affect you? That's what we want to know. How does this affect you? We're going to talk about that on the flip side. 800-259-5791. Hang through, everybody.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Well, ain't that a kick in the head could apply to all the healthcare conversation that we've been having for really years. But the volume was turned up back in August, and now we have healthcare passing through the House, and what does it all mean? It's all the things that we've been talking about along the way. When things will kick into place, ultimately everything doesn't roll out until 2017, but I think the people that were pushing for healthcare to pass, although that group got smaller and smaller and smaller, they're going to be thoroughly disappointed with what it actually looks like in the end. There's no doubt we all thought there should be some reform. I mean, honestly, I never met one person that didn't think there should be some kind of reform, particularly related to insurance. But this isn't going to be what that big change that so many were seeking thought they were going to get. In other words, it's not like that prize in the middle of Cracker Jacks. You know, you're all excited about it, and then you're thoroughly disappointed when you get the cheap little tattoo that you can't even see and doesn't really even go on your hand. And you thought you were going to get this super-duper incredible secret decoder ring or something. We're not getting the secret decoder ring, let's put it that way. Jay in Kentucky, my man, you have the floor. Hello.
Well, good morning, Kay. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Just same old, same old. Geez. so much to talk about, but let's get right into it. This health care bill, I think it's a huge mistake. And you say it's not going to hurt the insurance companies. I beg to differ with you a little bit on that. Because even, let's say, the healthy people that get the health insurance now, they're not going to buy it. They're just going to pay the $750 fine. And the government's proposed, their proposal on this bill is that they have to cover, the insurance companies have to cover pre-existing conditions, and they're going to end up putting a limit on what they can charge. So why would a healthy person pay $7,000 to $9,000 to $10,000 a year on a policy when they can wait until they're sick and call that day and say, hey, you got to cover me here and sign up for this policy, pay their first month's premium, and they're covered? It's going to end up driving the insurance companies out of business if the healthy people don't get the insurance, just pay the penalties, and the only people that sign up for these insurance policies are the sick people. And not only that, it's going to be a small business job killer. They're going to require companies with more than 50 employees to provide insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So the companies that have 45 employees might be thinking of possibly expanding. They're going to say, well, we ain't hiring more than 50 people. And the companies that have 55, 60 employees that might even have thought about expanding, they're going to drop 10, 15 people. I think it's going to actually end up killing the economy, and it's going to end up killing the insurance companies and give the government a chance to step up and say, oh, we need this government option. And when they estimate $940 billion, when they estimated Social Security, they estimated Medicare or Medicaid, all of that was basically 10 times their estimate. Could you imagine the 10 times their estimate on this? And what about the earmarks that are going to be thrown in here? God, it's going to be an open market for anything they want to put in because the president's going to slam the hammer.
Oh, I agree.
It's going through.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I had on the health care bill.
No, the earmarks, you're absolutely right. I think that it's going to be crazy. It is going to be open season, and there's even talk of, well, what if, couldn't you just try to sneak backdoor this public option in, but then they'd have to do the whole revote thing, so I don't think that's going to happen. But I still think the insurance companies make money after talking with enough people in the insurance business. However, if your theory on people getting it at the last second and saying, screw it, I'll just take the fine. If enough people, you are right about that, if enough people said, oh, I'll just do the fine thing and just decided to go that route, if you really had millions of people that did it, that would change it. I don't know that you'll get that, but I think it's
I look at it like the car insurance. If they don't require you to carry the car insurance, mm-hmm. and make you pay $500 a year, mm-hmm. and then when you get in a crash, you can call up and say, hey, I need to insure my car because I just had a crash, you know, and they would have to cover it. But, hey, I'm that runaway Toyota Prius in California. Did you know that guy was 5 months behind on his car payment?
Yes, I read that.
All right, Kate, I enjoy the show. Good talking to you.
All right, Jay, I like your theories, too, by the way.
Right.
He could be right, his analogy. Thanks, Jay. His analogy about the devious nature, let's face it, of human beings. Hey, well, I'll just wait and I'll just pay that fine. That could happen. I think that that's not what they being the politicians, are banking on. And I still say, because of the web of the way the insurance companies are interwoven, I think ultimately they still will make money. And they are going to directly make money off of, the $330 million that has to be pumped back into it. Or it might be I think it's billion if we set it. And we set it up aside and look down the years. But if everybody did opt for that, then, yes, that would be crippling. And the other thing is definitely the small businesses. Because they're talking about these tax breaks for small businesses, but when it's going to be the same thing with the small business. When you look at the premiums, and that's what happens, you look at the premiums and you compare it with how many people you have there, oh, there's no question. Let's see, do I take a $3,000 fine or do I have to pay this other figure that's four times that or whatever the amount turns out to be? And in the case of the small business that's trying to survive, that's they're absolutely going to take the cheapest route that they can take. I mean, you have to think that, right? So I think there's going to be more problems with this than even are originally anticipated, no question. No problem with us hitting the headers. We haven't done this in a while, and while we still have newspapers, it's worth hitting up some of the top headlines across the nation. I always say this, but if you find something cool in your local paper, because, you know, they always have those suburban papers, send it to me at americatonight.net. But here is the headlines from the Denver, easy for me to say, the Denver Post. That used to be a pretty good newspaper. They had a good sports section. I used to read their sports section, rather, all the time. And here's what they've got on the front page. And the front page says a couple of interesting things, including this. Coming prison closure adding to Wallensberger woes. And they're talking about that they've had problems with things that they're going to have to close up, in other words, because of that closure. And specifically, it's related to looking at the picture of the prison is distracting me with all the wire. I'm looking at the barbed wire and the orange jumpsuits. The workers at a variety store, Duck Walls Hometown Variety Store, had to dismantle cabinets and pack away everything that they had in the store, from plumbing supplies to fishing gear to all that sort of stuff. And the reason why is profits from the store that are owned by a national chain went away. So now the town's second biggest employer is the correctional center, and they're going to lay off 188 employees and close their doors April 2nd, making the store's prospects for a financial rebound pretty unlikely. So it was a 16-year run at this one of those hometown stores, you know, the kinds you like to go into, and they didn't renew the lease for their building. They weren't able to do that. And in this tiny town, they employed so many people that, man, the people there with the prison closing and with the store closing and the recession, it's a very hard hit area. And they had about 700 inmates, and they're going to transfer them to the new prison, the state-owned prison in Arizona. Tough times. Okay, we move from the Denver Post to, let's see. I do this random wheel thing. See, otherwise I would pick it out ahead of time, but it's so much more fun to randomly let it flow. Dallas Morning News, another paper that long before I ever even stepped foot in Dallas, I used to read their sports section and their financial section, but they have a good news base, too. And their top headline is, and this is the headline, Perry, backer of poor, don't see eye to eye on health bill. And what they're talking about here is the governor saying that the new cost could force Texas cuts in school and road funds that we haven't had to have in the state of Texas. And other people are saying he's just exaggerating and for his own benefit. But I think that in running again for governor, he's pointed this out. If the health bill was to pass, here's some of the specific things that would happen in Texas, things that you haven't had to deal with, especially with the whole school closing thing and that other states have suffered to try to get the tax base up and figure out a way to ultimately pay for, in this case, what he's saying is healthcare. Okay, quickly, one more. The Chicago Tribune. This is the last of our headers. Speaking of schools and school weeks, the headline in the Chicago Tribune shows a picture of kids in school. State House backs four-day school week. And because the school districts there are strapped for cash, baby, the House approved a bill that would let local school boards set four-day weeks. For the students, they would still go to school the same number of hours every year, which probably means longer school days or shorter summer vacations. Oh, that stinks if you're a kid, doesn't it? Coming up on the flip side, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you're going to view. Hang with us.
Did Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, hey, America, don't forget, tomorrow we have nailed the score. The NCAA tournament is rolling around all over the place. And perhaps your favorite team, Kentucky, or some other team is in the hunt. But regardless, you don't have to know anything about hoops. You just have to give us a numerical guess as to who you think is going to win the game. And we give you a choice, two games. So you do both games and you have a better chance to win. Nobody won last time, but hey, somebody could win it this time around. You never know. So don't forget, third hour, nail the score. I was really pulling for somebody to win, too. Let's head to news you can abuse, basically silly, crazy news. Anchorage, Alaska. This one's for you, Jeremy, just because you're up there in Alaska. Not in Anchorage, but in Alaska. Newton Marshall finished 47th in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race. But they say he's still number one. He's the first Jamaican musher to enter the race. He finished on Friday, 3 days after Lance Mackey won for the fourth time. Marshall says he was determined to make it to the finish line in Nome. Good for him. And he was so thrilled to see the landscape along the way. It would be cool to do that. I think it'd be tough, though. Celeste Davis earned the Iditarod's Red Lantern Award. That's given to the musher who shows up last, but she was the fastest last-place finisher ever. 13 days, 5 hours, 6 minutes, and 40 seconds. I don't know how people do that. It's cool to see the shots of it. It has to be cold. It has to be cold. Let's go to West Virginia. 20 years ago, doctors knew Hassan Whiteside would be a big guy because he was a very huge baby. So now he's in college, and he's 7 feet tall and still growing. Whiteside plays for Marshall, averaging 13 points a game. He's the top shot blocker in his division with a wingspan is incredible. 7 foot 7 inches. And this is a guy who grew 2 inches in his first year in college. He doesn't have a driver's license. I love this because he can't find a car that can fit, he can fit his legs into. They can't accommodate him. And people, I guess, are kind of nervous to approach him. He says, I don't know why I'm a nice guy. That is one tall dude. And the legs, it's right. I mean, he'd have to be in some kind of big truck, I would think. He's 7 feet tall, and he's still growing. I wonder how big he's going to get. Four Oaks, North Carolina, Civil War reenactors. Have you ever seen any of those reenactments? Sometimes they're pretty cool. Had a problem as they recreated the Battle of Bentonville in North Carolina. They had too many Confederates. The Raleigh newspaper, called the News and Observer, reported that the Southern reenactors outnumbered the North 2-1. The Confederates did win the battle. Of course they did. But it was a small Confederate force that overwhelmed more than 60,000 Union soldiers in 1865. It's a problem that faces Civil War reenactors. Northern reenactment regiments have to travel farther to get to the events, and Southerners don't like to portray Yankees. That's not surprising, hey. Lincoln, Nebraska. Nicole Naboni drags around a 1,000-pound piano for the sake of art. She's a senior lecturer at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. She takes a piano to small towns to bring classical music to places that don't normally hear that kind of thing. Good for her, although that's got to be a pain. She tries to focus on towns of less than 1,000 people. There are a lot of them in Nebraska. She doesn't charge anything. She's able to do it because of a grant. She says it's a good experience, and she'd love to expand her territory to South Dakota. I wonder what she hauls the piano in. As a person who walks dogs, I can relate to this story. A man walking his dog near the airport in Kelso, Washington, made an incredible discovery, or an explosive discovery. He found a small black cylinder with a yellow and red stripe. It turned out to be an undetonated Japanese mortar from the 1930s. An ordnance disposal unit took the shell to a safe area and detonated it. Officers are speculating, just speculating, someone found the shell at their house and left it in the field. My dog, Mahalo, he's out there and he's trying to sniff everything, it's the worst. I never know what he's going to pick up today. Pack of cigarettes. Thanks, Mahalo. Rocks. Anything in his vision is fair game. So that would have been disastrous for me if he had picked up a shell. I would have had to pull hard on him. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened. Tyler, Texas, the worst time to impersonate a cop, they say, when a real one is watching. Yes, an officer spotted a flashing red and blue emergency light on top of a pickup truck that was actually pulling over another car. Police say the driver shut off the flashing light when the patrol officer approached the pickup. A 22-year-old was arrested for impersonating a public servant, and the light was seized. Ooh, that was bad, bad timing on that guy's part. All right, let's go back in history. One of my favorite things to do, because would you believe, I can't help myself. It's March 23rd. Yes, March 23rd. Is it March 23rd? It's not much. Yeah, it's March 23rd. What am I thinking? Okay, so in 1925, an evolution law was enacted in the state of Tennessee. It made it a crime for a teacher in any state-supported public school or college to teach any theory that contradicted the Bible's account of man's creation. Boy, tug of war now today. Tennessee's governor said the very integrity of the Bible in its statement of man's divine creation is denied by any theory that man descended or has ascended from any lower order of animals. Within a couple of months, a Dayton, Tennessee high school teacher, we know this, John T. Scopes, was indicted and later convicted in the very, very famous monkey trial. for teaching his students the theory of evolution that man descended from the lower order of animals or monkeys. Scopes was fined $100. Defense attorney Clarence Darrow stated that this was the first case of its kind since we stopped trying people for witchcraft. All right, also, this day in history. In 1861, John D. DeFreeze became the first superintendent of the United States Government Printing Office. He received no special holiday in his honor. Printing office, a big deal back then, absolutely. Speaking of printing and patenting things, in 1880, John Stevens of Nina, Wisconsin, patented the device which was called a grain crushing mill. The machine actually allowed flour production to increase by 70% and to sell for $2 per barrel. In 1880, that was a pretty big, big deal. 1940, Truth or Consequences was first heard on the radio. The Ralph Edwards produced program was hosted by him before he discovered an announcer named Bob Barker. We know Barker. Barker was also the show's host on television for more than a decade later. The radio show was originally heard only on four CBS stations. Then it became the most popular of all the radio quiz shows, and Bob Barker, of course, went on to massive, massive fame. Let's give you another one. 1963, an indoor pole vault record was set by John Pennell in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what it was? He cleared 16 feet 3 inches. I've never pole vaulted. I think it'd be tough. Matt, have you ever pole vaulted?
Not in competition, but back in my track and field days, we'd mess around a little bit. So I have limited experience.
Was it easy? I mean, I always wondered if it was easy to do it because I thought it would be hard to stick it in the ground, stick that pole in the ground, fly over the top.
I stuck to the sprinting and the relay races, so obviously it didn't work out so well for me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my bag either. I just know it. I had hard enough time getting over the wooden horse. Anybody remember the wooden horse? It just seemed, I don't know why, it seemed so intimidating to me. I was an okay athlete with, like, tennis and stuff, and even maybe playing a little softball, but definitely not in that whole gymnastics area. Ooh, getting on the rings, I hated that. I hated we had to do that. All right, quickly, we have some birthdays for you. We have some birthday music.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, celebrating a birthday, Ron Jaworski, footballer, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, went to the Super Bowl, did not win. 1951, his birth year. 1955, Moses Malone was born, needs no introduction. 76ers, the Bullets, the Hawks, the Bucks, played hoop, hoop, hoop. Also, Princess Eugenie, you know who she is, 1990, daughter of Prince Andrew and the Duchess of York. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Matt Johnson, excellent work on the technicals. Adios.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.